sycamore woods there was a honey beehive filled with the baddest bugs this world has ever known. They used to ride around on the back of a crow that they had brainwashed and turned into a drone. They covered their hive with a clever disguise. You see, they built it in an old bag of money. And that sucker smacked Marky, went and stuck in his arm, and they chewed him up and turned him into honey. They used to come swarming out of sycamore woods in formation in the shape of a man. And if you ever saw a stranger coming humming down the road, you'd steer clear and never dare shake his hand. 'Cause they would follow you down, knock you to the ground and pound their stingers in. You'd be in terrible pain, you would be pollen stained while they raised the little cane on your skin. Now day after day and week after week, these honeybees kept up their slaughter. They were chasing Jim Bobo, so he dove in the creek and they followed him right underwater. Eddie went down to burn the hive one night. He thought the buzzing meant the bees were catching Z's, but that was Eddie's mistake. The bees were awake and they carried him off through the trees. And then there was the time they hid inside the faucet on Polly's sink. She was surprised when the water ran yellow and black, and even more surprised when she took a drink. She swallowed him down, heard the sound of muffled buzz, and deep within her she was painfully killed. She was pollen filled while they raised the little cane on her innards. Legless Paul said they'd be dead by the fall. He thought the bees would not survive the first freeze. One chilly dawn he went to see if they were gone and got stung from his head to his knees. Finally Miss Rosie built a catapult, filled it full of TNT, shot it at the hive and showered the town with the honey and pieces of bee. But when we went to thank her for killing the bees, she said, "Boys, this is no time to boast. If you thought they were wild while they were alive, we'll just wait until you meet their ghosts. 'Cause they will follow you down, knock you to the ground and pound their stingers in. You'll be in terrible pain, you will be pollen stained while they raise a little cane on your skin."